This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
A place to find the greatest podcasts from the Motor City. Located at DetroitPodcasters.net.
Coming at ya from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the renaissance in Detroit, you have found the Olin Ezra Show. Allow me to introduce the big baby P.
I need a drink.
The front woman of the pills, Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, D. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, Magnanimous. And now, Olin Ezra.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to another wreck, massive wreckage of an episode of the Olin Ezra Show,
Detroit from the wreck,
underground talk revolution. This week we got Keith Courage here. Last night I got my ass kicked by myself at Hollow Wicked. That was fun. Danny, you had a battle and stuff going down earlier in the week.
I had a battle of the bands. We had a show on Friday. During which both shows I fell on my ass on stage. So I have some battle
I heard
wounds.
About you falling once. You fell twice.
I fell twice. I fell Friday, too.
Phenomenal.
That was part of the act, though,
was
right?
Alcohol involved? Or
obviously.
And we got Big Baby P, buddy. What's up? What's been happening with you?
Hey, it's Pat.
I'm back.
He had an operation.
He did.
While he was off, and he now sounds like this. I'm cool with that, buddy.
All right, that's what's up. That's
all right, Patrice.
That's what's up, buddy. Anyway, we also have Keith Courage in studio.
We got
a very dark beer of the week. We got some info on November 20th. Jay Painter is InkAddict.com's Tattoo Artist of the Week. We've got the normal douchebaggery and all that other good shit going on this week. So without any further BS, Steve, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week.
In the spirit of Halloween, we are going with the Great Lakes Brewing Company's Nosferatu. The undead brewed this beer sometime before nightfall and dawn, apparently. But this beer is with the bite. I'm just going to read a little something off the bottle here. Aptly named for the notorious German vampire of the 1920s, our deep red stock ale is highly hopped and rich with flavor, yet remarkably balanced from start to finish. Vampires brood it, so they say, and they live without lights, which actually helps to conserve energy.
Nice.
So that works.
Vampires are going green.
Yes. They are. And we're dealing with about an 8.0 alcohol percentage on this bad boy.
8 points on that, huh?
Yeah.
That's a big number,
holy
buddy.
Holy hell.
They want your ass to hit the ground so they can suck you dry.
Obviously.
It's not as cool as it sounds.
Looks like Danny ran into a couple of Nosferatus earlier in the week.
Something.
Yeah, but this is Great Lakes Brewing Company is out of Cleveland, Ohio, and you're going to find these at most stores. Great Lakes Brewing Company is out there.
Bushamies for all you East Siders.
Unfortunately, this is another one of those four packs for like $12. So,
Oh, God.
Four pack. That's
oh,
it.
God. Somebody get the shattered glass out of my anus.
But, I mean, I guess they... Yikes. I mean, it very hoppy, nice dark red to it. They will, yeah, try them. They're all over the place. These ones are. They're not that hard to find.
Is it similar to like a Killian's?
A little lighter than a Killian's, but yeah, Killian's.
Let me ask you a very serious question about this beer. If you drink this beer in the sunlight, do you have any, repercussions?
Yeah, if you drink it anywhere, I think it's going to be too quick. There's going to be some repercussions. I think they only give you the four-pack because it's all you need with these. But and 8.0 ABV is pretty good. And I really like them. I'm endorsing this 100%. So.
Great Lakes Brewing Company.
All right, that might make me respect vampires again, then.
Why don't you respect vampires?
As if it isn't the biggest marketable fucking thing now.
Two reasons. One,
Twilight.
The count. And two, Twilight.
Twilight.
They took all the bite out of the vampire.
Just give me some Count Chocula. That's all I need.
You know, that's it.
I bet, Danny, do you like Twilight?
I know nothing about Twilight. I feel the same way about Twilight as I do about Farmville on Facebook.
That useless app that spams me every day.
Yeah, I don't know what it's about. I don't want to know. Yeah.
What do you think about Twilight, buddy?
Oh, I've already told you.
It's out of control, dude.
What I don't understand is how the hell does a vampire glitter?
Well, they're like changing the lore now
to make it Dust like the vampire.
This is a whole like teenage vampire boom. You know what I mean? I'm sick of seeing these like fucking little 10, 11 year old kids walking around with Twilight shirts on now looking goth because they think that's what vampires are.
I love that episode of South Park.
Yeah, difference between vampires and goth. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
As there are no real vampires, idiots.
But there is a real Zaldor, and you can check him out on Insomnia Radio Detroit. He's got innovative car casts, intriguing interviews, and more. Check out Les at ZALDOR.com. Real quick, before we get into the InkAddict.com Tattoo Artist of the Week, I want to apologize for the website. It's not our fault, god damn it. I think everybody should log on to www.hostdepartment.com. That is HOSTdepartment.com. Drop them a line and let them know how great their service actually is. Our website's been down for, what, almost 2 weeks now, Danny?
It's been a while.
Off and on. Actually, the podcast, huge shout out to Darian Counts, is being hosted on Detroit Live Magazine's website.
Which is, what, DetroitLiveMagazine.com?
.com.
You're dropping a fucking ball, host department. You're fucking dropping it.
That's right, Pat. Well, every time I call them, thank you for calling host department. My name is Steve.
No, it's always, they always like make up their own names, but they're always like celebrity names, like John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Or like.
I am Matt Damon.
Yeah.
My name is Michael Bolton. How may I assist you today?
What do you know about Michael Bolton? Michael Bolton, sir.
Look, I don't know if that was funny as hell in Office Space.
Mm-hmm. What do you say we get into the InkAddict.com Tattoo Artist of the Week?
Take the photo, send it in. Before you know it, you're wearing your skin. InkAddict.com Tattoo Artist of the Week.
What up, Jay? It's Danny and the rest of the crew from The Ola and Ezra Show. How are ya?
All right, how are you?
Good. What's up, dude? We're good, brother.
We love your stuff, man. I remember
brilliant
the first time I saw the one with the Virgin Mary.
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite Ink Addict shirt ever.
Awesome, thank you.
And the Marilyn one rocks too.
Cool, thank you very, very much.
The Marilyn Monroe or Marilyn Manson? Which one?
It's Marilyn Monroe, but it's like her face is all fucked up. Like
it's like if Marilyn Monroe had sex with Marilyn Manson
and they had a
that's
kid.
Exactly what it's like, actually.
Would you agree, Jay?
Yeah, I was trying to make her look all gnarly and yeah.
I hear the Ink Addict line is doing well in your shop, man. How's that treating you?
Pretty good. We sell probably about 5 to 10 shirts a week or so.
That's really cool. Wow. Have you done any crazy Halloween tats over the last week?
Nah, I didn't get to do any. I was pretty bummed out. I did like a piece of candy corn, but yeah.
Did somebody get the tattoo of candy corn?
He got it on his knee.
What?
That's like perfect taint size.
That's pretty
tattoo.
Cool.
Would you ever, Jay, this is a very serious question.
Here we go.
And I've been waiting to ask you all week, brother. Would you ever tattoo a piece of candy corn on another man's taint?
No.
Think about it.
The price is right.
Dude's waving a couple of $100 bills in your face. He's like, taint tat, buddy.
It's only an inch by an inch.
Yeah.
It makes perfect business sense, man. Don't. Besides, you know what? Personally, I take candy corns and wedge them onto my teeth and pretend I'm a candy corn vampire. I did that. But I'm all about the autumn mix with the pumpkins in it. It's good shit.
Jay, what's up? I noticed looking at InkAddict.com, man, you kind of do kind of a cartoon type style, man. Is that your favorite style, or do you have something you prefer to tattoo over something else?
I like mixing the cartoon with the realism. If I could do that all day if I had the chance, but for the most part, I have to do, like, spars and tribal all day.
Tribal.
So, Yeah, I'm in a college town, so that's what we get to do.
The barbed wire.
Do you squash their dreams by asking what tribe are they with? I want my Celtic heritage tattooed on my arm. Dude, you're Italian.
Yeah.
Retarded.
So how many barbed wires have you tattooed, Jay?
at least 50.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm still a rookie.
Have you ever had a grown man break down in tears, in your shop?
Getting work done?
Yeah.
I had one guy, he got like 2 lines done, then he just quit. So his daughter, she went up and then got 3 lines just to...
Whoa.
Wow.
Way to commit.
I like how, with most of the stuff that I've seen from you, Jay, how you will take something that's like, you know, beautiful or supposed to be pretty, and then you kind of like fuck it up and make it like...
That is cool.
You know, it's like the Maryland thing and the Virgin Mary thing.
Challenge the standard of beauty.
Mm-hmm, you know, exactly.
Speaking of taking beautiful things and fucking them up, I was thinking I need to get a tattoo on my ball sack. Basically, I just wanted to say, you know, if wrinkled, suck harder. How much do you think that would take to get done?
Wow. I want to give a big shout out to Jay, because when the Pills were in the 89X Battle of the Bands probably about 9 months ago, we got some major support from you. And I thought that was pretty cool that you were willing to, you know, help us out with getting votes and,
nice.
And shit like that. So,
yeah, right.
Props kudos to you.
Thank you. No worries.
Jay, man, what's the best way for somebody to get a hold of you if they want to get some work done, whether a website, phone number, anything like that?
MySpace or Facebook, just under Independent Tattoo Company. Our shop number is 816-749-4088.
Holy shit, say that one more time. That was a longer number than fucking pie.
Yeah. A lot.
Jay, man, we just want to thank you, man, real quick before we let you go. Thanks for taking the time out of your day today, answer a couple questions and all that good stuff, and being the InkAddict.com Tattoo Artist of the Week.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Have a good one, man.
You too. Bye.
All right, Jay Painter from InkAddict.com. If you've had your head up your ass for the past 3 weeks and still don't know what InkAddict.com is, they make amazing shirts. 100% made in America.
Yes, they do.
Made in Michigan, handcrafted, hand-dyed in Michigan. These shirts, they will never fade in the wash. They are absolutely unbelievable. You need to get onto InkAddict.com, check them out, or you can just go to the OlinEzraShow.com when it is functioning and click the link on the right side of the page. So, real quick, we got a show November 20th at the Bullfrog. Going to be a little rock show. And that is, we're going to kind of kick it up a notch after that show. Looking to make some big things happen. So make sure to come out, check us out at the Bullfrog November 20th. We're gonna have Severance, we're gonna have Bone Depository, Purple Orange. They were on the show about maybe 6 weeks ago or something like that. But it'll be good to see those guys play and all that good stuff. So anyway, Steve, buddy, what's on the plate today?
I haven't got a whole lot today. I really just wanted to kind of like recap the weekend here and how all that went. Starting with Thursday night, Danny was at TNT's. I couldn't make that show,
G-N-T's.
But it went pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Didn't you win?
We won that round. Yes,
so
we
the are, Pills won. This is the first round.
The
thing.
First round. We are gluttons for punishment because we are doing another Battle of the Bands. So it's for the 89X house band battle. The prize is amazing. Whoever wins gets to be the house band for 89X for a year and involved with that. God, I can't fucking talk today, dude.
Yeah, well.
You play like 6 or 8 really sweet venues, Warped Tour, the Fillmore, St. Andrews, and a couple other places. So we won this round. Now we have 2 more. So
I've always wanted to see get a bunch of medieval weaponry and swords and stars and shit, whatnot, anything you can get, and have a real battle of the bands. Just like, these dudes
like,
showing up.
Like LARPing?
Yeah, they're thinking they're going to fucking play, and it's like, oh, no, hold this lance. It's going to be a battle.
No, only the victor shall play.
Right. There can only be one.
It'd be over when I pull out my signature move.
Which is?
The jackhammer.
The power driver?
Nope.
The power
driver? The pile driver? No.
Pile driver.
The trachea. No, the trachea.
Oh, yikes.
The trachea.
And then, so Friday
got
night.
Got some trach chocolate for you.
lung butter.
throat yogurt.
Jesus, I didn't know there's so many terms for such a disgusting thing.
Oh, yeah, man. Throat yogurt amongst one throat of the more yogurt. Popular ones.
Doof. So Friday night was Devil's Night and B-Dab. Yeah. Which stands for the Bad Deed Ass Beads. We rocked out at the Pub 1281 over in Clinton Township's way. And,
say what your band means one more time, Steve, just in case anybody missed that.
That would be the Bad Deed Ass Beads.
Bad Deed Ass Beads.
Yes, that name came about after a date that I had that went totally awry and I never called her again.
It involved ass beads?
Yes. And wow. So that was a big thank you to Carol and Mark.
I love the explanation he just gave us there.
Well, that's totally true. I got a big thank you very much to Mark and Carol, owners of the pub. They, for any musicians, look and talk to them. They really look out for you. Hooked us up all night with drinks. Just make sure that you're doing okay. Dylan did come out. Olin came out. We kind of got to do some pretty heavy cross promotion. I mean, we threw the website out there and our flyers that whole night.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jim showed up from Ink Addict. And I definitely want to thank him for coming out. And those shirts just sold. He only brought a few out with him, but they sold well pretty quick. And the one woman I talked to that bought one said she loves it and she likes the material. She likes the print. These don't even seem like your average band shirt that you would buy, you know?
No, they're for sure not.
Mm. Like, this shirt has a silk screen, man. After a couple washes, it's going to turn to crap, mm-hmm. man, but not Ink Addict.
Yeah, so he made one with a Magnano logo on it, and, like, we sold Magnano shirts at a B-Dab show, which is cool, and they went quick, and I wore mine out last night, and just everybody asks, like, oh, shit, where'd you get that from? Boom, I'm dropping InkAddict.com, you know, I'm pushing Jim, so it's really cool that he came out. Great draw. Everybody, we kind of pushed that we're going to have another December gig coming up that we'll talk about. And the Olin Ezra show will be hosting that in early December. And Jim will get on making like B-Dab logo t-shirts and he's going to sell them fuckers out there. I'm calling that right now. Like Babe Ruth pointing out his home run. I'm telling you, those shirts are sold.
Beautiful.
So then Sunday, we came here and cannot really think that well. You can tell the energy level is out of fucking control.
We've just had like the busiest 2.5 weeks we've ever had as a collective unit. So
like, I don't even know what I've said for the last 10 minutes.
It's completely positive. Completely positive. I mean, great things are happening. How was Friday night with group therapy? Group therapy. I can't even talk.
We're all fucked up.
Group therapy and cardio.
It was actually a great show. It was fun. It was a costume show, so. Mm. All the bands were in costumes, and it was pretty cool. The first band, who I'd never seen before, but was actually pretty impressed, Head vs. Heart, they all had the Ghostbusters uniform, and they opened up with the Ghostbusters theme song, and then like segued right into their first song.
That's cool.
It was really cool.
Huh.
But I know.
What did you go as?
I was Lady Gaga.
What?
I wore no
penis
pants.
And all?
No, you know what? I my friend's like, you should just like put a little cocktail wiener in there and then throw it out in the crowd and see who eats it.
Oof.
But did,
speaking of, how
I did
has
not do
Nate
that.
Been?
I would have eaten that. Did you, Nate? Was actually, it? Nate was a hitting.
Nate was in the
Nate
house.
Nate was out there.
Nate was hitting was promo there. Hard. Nate was hitting promo hard on Devil's Night, man.
Boom. So we blew it up on both sides of town.
That's right.
Simultaneously.
At the same time.
And that's what I'm trying to tell people. I mean, like, we brought it up right in the middle of the set is that, you know, you might have your favorite radio show or everybody listens to it if you work or, you know, TV's boring as fuck. But for content, you got to come to some place like this. I mean, you're not going to listen to Drew and Mike and learn anything.
Yeah.
Or be too. You're going to be subjected to listen. Right.
Isn't that funny, Trudy?
You're going to be subjected to their horrifying fake laughs. But I don't. That's just a critique on them, by the way.
I'm sorry,
don't hate
man.
On them dudes.
Yeah, they're good people.
They've actually
I'm
been
sorry.
Cool. Sure, they've been cool to me. So.
Just sick of Mike Clark's goddamn laugh. Just
very fake.
I'll murder every single cast member of the Mojo in the Morning show.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. Absolutely those goddamn pedophiles.
Sure.
How dare Q95.5 even allow that garbage to be on the air?
Douche and Doucher or D&D. Them dudes got, you know, bounced around so many times while they are 94.7 or something.
They're still in the area?
Yeah, Nisky and Doyle.
It's good that they still have a show.
They are entertaining middle-aged white people, and it seems to be working out for them.
Yeah, I stopped listening to the local radio since Kramer and Twitch left.
That was cool.
Kramer and Twitch had take them off.
Whip them out Wednesday.
Throw them out Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it was?
Brilliant marketing.
Throw them out Thursdays.
Yeah, you can make one of those for every day of the week, really.
Yep.
Mammary Mondays. Tastic Tuesdays.
You know, or just take it off Tuesday.
Tentacular Tuesday.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, and the ever popular Fuck Your Face Fridays. Yes. Those have been good.
What about Scat Shower Saturdays?
That doesn't exist. Nobody takes that.
That is completely illogical.
Oh, no.
Doesn't even.
Oh, man.
And to the people that have called the Olin Ezra Show comment line, your comments are, quote, being processed. Mm. In other words, I ran out of time, didn't have enough time to. I was only able to listen to like maybe a third of the comments we got because we got a ton. So unfortunately, when I woke up this morning, you know, I had an hour to get to the show, didn't have time to throw them all on there. So, but next week, we're going to have a load of comments on there for everybody. So if you called, be on the lookout. And if you're looking for something else like official underground hip-hop spot in Detroit, check out The Zone Radio, and that airs Saturdays from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. locally on 89.3 WHFR and online at www.whfr.fm. So we're going to bring Keith Courage into the booth here, and he did our OlinEzraShow.com Halloween bash.
They did.
That's right, they did. This one's off the other side of the fence. This one's called Hitting Strong.
Rolling down the strip, packing O. Got my girl to the right, she's ready to go.
Let's go, girl.
Passing city cops like it don't even matter. I'm still packing and the bun getting fatter. All sticky, icky, no stems, no seeds. I got what you need, they call me Mr. Deeds. Hey, my eyes low, just like my fitted. I tilt it to the right, then I'm gonna hit it. Time after time, I'm gonna get it. Y'all know shit, I ain't never gonna quit it.
Never.
Inhale deep in, exhale late. Slick Willy shit, I got your way. No one else's business, even acquaintance. If it's 421, you're a bit too late. Oh, bong lows that make your girl shake. And when she wakes up for breakfast, we got some weed. Yeah,
soft in the day, and it's seeing me. Look at what this green did to me. Fresh kicks, I'ma beat it. You see, I got the weed to G. Looking tight, blowing right up.
Look at what this green did to me. Fresh kicks, I'ma beat it. Bang.
Yeah, Keith Courage, Jay.
Hey,
what's that?
And
Jess. Or Jesse.
I wanted to call you Jeff for some reason. I'm glad I didn't say Jay. Well, and
it's
Jeff
just two F's away.
No, thanks. You guys came all the way down from Midland.
Midland, dude.
It's a minute. It's a nice drive down 75.
For sure. Yeah,
but it's not as bad if you can, you know, smoke a little bit on the ride.
Oh, boom. Yeah, we don't do
we
that,
we have a
though.
Good time.
We don't, the, right.
We don't do any of that. That's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just imagine. Heard the song, guys. Just heard it.
No.
Yeah, that tune was kind of like almost like that funky 70s throwback feel to it or something.
Yeah, that was produced by Mindspin.
Oh, yeah? Right?
From Memphis, yeah.
From
yeah.
Memphis.
Yeah. Really? Where did you track vocals and everything? Is that at your studio where you put this together?
Yeah.
You know, put it all together finally.
Studio I.
In Midland, yeah. We got a studio there. We opened it up. So it's going pretty good now. We're putting a lot of people in there. And
so you guys
also recording our own music there.
Okay, so you're booking acts, recording acts in
yep.
there too?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Making some money.
Nice. Yeah, nice. That's how you do it,
pay
man.
The rent.
Oh. Best you can. So Keith Courage, for those that don't understand what Keith is, many wow. fine connoisseurs know.
Yeah. I just assume most people do know.
If you know, you know. I mean.
If you know, sure.
The name Keith Courage, how did that come about?
That was actually a video game from TurboGrafx-16, if you're old school video game.
What? Really?
Yeah, this is old school, man.
OG
shit.
OG.
Oh, shit. It's like Sega, before Sega, you know?
It's kind of a play on words.
So, yeah, there's a game called Keith Courage. And we were all
heard of it.
We're all sitting around, you know. We're all sitting around doing
the name's kind of confusing though, because everybody's like, "You Keith?"
Yeah.
Well, no,
I know.
No, yeah. We're Keith,
which is what I did. Yeah.
Who's Keith?
Who's Keith, and why is he so courageous?
After a while, we're just like, "Yo, I'm Keith."
Yo. We're all Keith.
It's like all of us. It's like Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
You seems to be pretty sure of
you, Tony.
Himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you guys built your studio from the ground up, sort of similar to what Dylan has done here.
Well, we started in the basement, you know, and then me and the DJ Goob, we went to the Recording Institute in Detroit.
Now he's a guy out there that doesn't say much, right?
Yeah, he's chilling. He speaks with his
speaks
hands.
Speaks with his hands.
There we go.
I tried that one Terminator time. I got arrested. He better watch it.
Yikes.
I was trying to pick her up, but I can't, you know, talking with my hands. It's dangerous.
Pat, man.
You speak with your hands a little too loud is the issue.
Why do you think Sarah's not here no more? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Dude's like an Italian over
better
here.
Better watch out over there.
Hot seat's pretty hot, though, you know?
You used to be called the hot pants seat.
Oh, Jesus. Change it.
Jesus Christ.
I knew I brought my sister's pants for a reason.
This guy's emo.
Emo.
Keith. What kind
emo?
Of shows you got coming out, man?
We've been doing shows. A lot of shows in Detroit, coming up here all the time. But
played the Ritz on Tuesday.
Yep.
How
this
was that?
Past Tuesday?
That was all right.
That was wild.
Hmm.
Got paid $200 for a 10-minute set.
You serious?
These guys literally, got, 10 these guys minutes. Got 20 acts on one show.
And now, who did you book with for that?
Through the
Ritz. Okay.
Yeah, it was...
So it's one of those just loaded up with acts, give them 10 minutes
yeah, 10
a piece.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Throw them in there, you know, and we were supposed to be co-headlining with Quest McCody. And
okay.
They played all these groups, and we're waiting, and then he's like, "How long you got a set?" 25 minutes. No, we don't do 25-minute sets here. We do 10 minutes.
And they still gave you $200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a contract for it. You know, our manager hooked us up with that.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was
a fuck show.
Do what you got to do, though.
Sounds like a rush, man. Almost like too much going on.
Well, how do you do, you know, how do you listen to 20 acts, you know?
It's physically impossible.
It is.
And it's, unfortunately, the clubs do that because they want to. They want to at least bring
well, they want to bring more people.
Sure. I mean, but that's, you know, I've always been kind of...
It's like, if you get like on a hip-hop show, maybe 5 to 6 good quality acts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you'll be just fine.
That's what we do, like... Over by, you know, we play in Mount Pleasant at Rebels a lot.
Rebels.
We play at White Spa over in Saginaw.
Yep.
And we, you know, we do 4 or 5 acts and just...
White Spa.
The White Spa.
Is it...
Oh, if it was a spa. Oh.
We get a rub and tug going on, you know?
I took a mud bath right when I got off stage.
Rap.
So where do I get the facial?
The
or,
that's out back.
That's out back. I got one of those for you.
Facial's shady. You don't want to order that. When you guys play out this way, then, from Midland, do you get you able to bring a couple people out that are familiar with her?
Yeah.
Just kind of take shots at...
I mean, we have people that live in Detroit, too, that we grew up with that actually ended up moving down here. So We usually get at least a few people coming out there and getting schwasted with us.
Yeah, and they'll come and film for us and stuff.
You got anything going on? A good friend of ours, Purple Hash Productions. Yep. You got anything upcoming with those guys?
No, yeah, I haven't talked to George in a little bit, but we did the show at Rubbles there a couple weeks ago with Ajax and Purple Hash, and that was cool. Good time.
Came out.
Had a little mishap, but
mishap. Apparently you can't. It's not a cannabis bar. Stage. Yeah.
It's what?
Rubbles is not a cannabis bar.
Because so many of them are cannabis bars.
We got cut off in our encore. It was all my bad.
Yeah. It was fun.
I remember one time, I think it was at the Pike Room, they confiscated Ajax's little hookah. And they,
the vaporizer that he has on stage?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
That's awesome.
Good cats, so we like to work with them a lot.
Yeah, Ajax is cool, man.
Real cool, real cool. I was hanging out with George last night at Hollow Wicked, man. And,
he got you in there, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I had to hand out ICP flyers for a week, but I have no complaints here, man. You know, saw a hell of a show, man. If you know, a lot of people hate on ICP, you know, whatever. You know, if you can't feel what they're doing, you can't feel what they're doing. But you at least got to respect the showmanship they put into
respect
their product.
The hustle too. They brought that shit up from bottom,
from nothing,
Dirt. You know, I respect that, dirt. But.
You got to.
Pat used to paint his face when the Malenko came out.
Yeah, but he painted.
No. Dude, I remember you actually.
No.
Were you the one with the clown makeup, or
that was me? Damn it, red nose.
He totally did the wrong kind of clown. Yes.
You know,
she was a happy clown, not a wicked one.
You know.
But look into. By the way, did you see the Real D this week's Halloween issue of Real Detroit? Always has ICP interview in there, and like Violent J says, he's like. Haters on us right now are just assholes. It's like, there's nothing to hate. Look what we've done. And by the way, Boom Bang Pow, is that their album that they just dropped?
Number four.
Debuted at number four on Billboard.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking sick for clowns, you know?
Yeah. and how many radio stations is that on?
Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, -1.
Zero, yeah.
That's the internet for you right there. Right,
where's the best place to get your shit? MySpace,
KeithKurich.com.
KeithKurich.com. Website.
We'll link you to MySpace. I mean, iTunes, it's on iTunes. It's on Napster, eMusic, all that sort of fun stuff.
So you're out there, huh?
Yep, putting it out there. We're working on a new CD right now.
Re-encouragement.
Yep, re-encouragement. It is the re-encouragement.
I don't think that's actually a word, but it might be.
No, we don't care.
It seems like a good idea.
Poetic license.
Yeah.
So. No, I actually enjoyed the other side of the fence. I went on a country cruise about a week and a half ago.
Nice.
A couple days. What were you doing out there? That show. Oh man, that's like the best place to cruise and you know.
Oh yeah. Inhale
nature, man. Yeah. You know,
we do it all the time.
Inhale nature, yeah.
Beautiful,
from Chemical
man.
City.
And then if you want to park, you know, you get to look at some corn, man. It's nice. No, but I really enjoyed the CD, man. And then. You have some music from another CD that we're going to hear a little later on.
Yeah.
Is that out or is
that
coming
new.
Out?
No, that's going to be Call Out. That's going to be a new one.
Exclusive.
Yep.
Nice.
That's some party music. We've been really doing a lot of different types of beats and stuff and getting into every aspect of the
every,
whole hip-hop
the five
game,
elements
you know?
Of things.
You can't just keep it on one style, you know? Gotta move it around. It's so easy, and there's so much music out there.
Quality photos. Check out MG Nader Photography at myspace.com/MGN64. Check out the great set Mark did for us at myspace.com/TheOE Show. Those pictures look great. So
he'll have you think that we don't have faces made for radio.
That's right, man. He made us look phenomenal. I mean, I'm pretty goofy looking, man, but he did me justice.
I've been trying to pick up on broads with those pictures. I'm like, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Look at this picture
website,
here. This is what I really look like.
So when's this record coming out that you're working on?
January, February, maybe. I don't know.
Just a projected date.
Just keep doing songs, like writing songs and just writing songs.
Well, and every song to keep because I'm getting like better than the other one. So we're like, oh, we'll scratch that one and throw this one in there and then.
No,
it's a fuck show.
Could evolution, no?
Yeah, we're hoping January, February. We'll probably have like just songs that afterwards that will just be given out probably. After,
January 2012, ladies and gentlemen.
2015,
projected date.
Right before the world tour.
Better get it done before
it's
December.
It's gonna be like an anthology. 12. It's gonna have like four CDs,
four discs. Yeah.
So
four
like, discs. How are crowds up north? Like
our
I'd
list?
Say in comparison, you we know, get, to the Detroit area.
I'll tell you what, we get better crowds around where we are.
Is there like
more
what's,
people will come out and
what's considered
it,
like a hip hop scene out there? Do they have anybody that
there's not much.
It's just music.
It's usually your watered down fucking average And yeah,
cover bands.
Cover bands.
Yeah. Covers, I mean, oh god,
rock. Just straight up rock bands playing.
Fucking country music.
Oh, I bet there is a lot up there.
Instead of Black Sabbath, it's like Gray Sabbath.
It's the cover.
crack Sabbath.
A tribute to Black Sabbath.
We are Crack Sabbath. A tribute to Black Sabbath.
No, this shit. No.
Iron Man.
You guys ever rock a pole barn or anything?
Yeah, actually, when me and Goob started that, like back in the day, I got to give it up for Goob too, since he's not.
Oh yeah, Goob.
Yeah,
and he's got DJ a scratch Goob. CD. Yeah, he's got a scratch CD coming out too, like early next
scratching
year. Really?
Scratching
yo itch. What? Scratching yo itch. It's gonna be.
It sounds like my day to day.
It's true.
Everyone can relate to that.
Well, thanks, gentlemen, very much for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
All the way from near Saginaw.
Yep, Tri-City.
Sagmaster.
So Chemical City.
I was born in Saginaw, right. Believe it or not.
Good thing you got out.
Really? So that's still. So that's where it all started. So,
putting it down, Keith Courage.
Trailer park called Robin Glen.
Robin Glen.
Really?
Which, nice. What does that even mean, Robin?
That's the name of it.
They just
that's
threw
what
a couple of random names together.
Dude, yeah, they don't even care anymore. They're just throwing like... Oak Creek. Like, what?
So Chateau Le Pavement. Like, what?
So that's K-E-E-F courage.com.
Yeah, that's phonetically spelled Keith, just so you don't think we're like Keith. Really retarded and can't spell.
Well, we are retarded.
But we are retarded. Yeah, that's true,
right? Has anybody ever said, hey, you guys spelled Keith wrong?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Everybody thinks like they're telling you something that you really need to know. Hey, come here. You spelled Keith wrong.
Like, as if you would go, oh.
Are you fucking serious?
You saved our career.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, dude.
I can't believe we missed that. Banners.
It's on our banner. I mean, damn it. Man, we got to get a new banner.
We smoke a lot of weed.
I really like that promotional t-shirt, man. I've been wearing that thing everywhere.
Yeah, we got t-shirts and stickers and beer koozies and CDs. Yes, and sir. Shit. We're just putting them out there and...
Was that indeed a Keith Courage beer koozie that Goob had in the video we were looking at earlier?
Yeah, that was indeed. Oh, yes. I got a couple for you. I'll give you some here. We got some to keep around to keep your beers that...
Keep right that warm now. Beer warm there.
Nosferatu.
It's getting warmer.
Nosferatu.
Right? Yeah. I'm like trying to cool it off.
It's better than Dracula, I suppose.
What do you got this week, buddy? You got anything this week?
I'm here. That's all you need to know.
All right.
No, I wanted to talk shit about our former mayor.
Sweet.
Who, Kwame?
Who doesn't want to?
Yeah. who made a nice appearance on the news previously
hiding,
in the week.
Hiding money like a motherfucker?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's hilarious because, you know, you know recently, you know, a couple of months ago they were saying he can't afford to pay the debt he owes the city. He only wants to pay like $6
a month. He was left with
$6
after his expenses.
Right. Bullshit. But then they just questioned him, you know, and... He's going to jail. He's going to jail.
He lied again under oath. He's going to be charged for perjury again.
Right, basically, because he's just throwing himself under the bus at this point.
At least it's not Flinton's mayor though. Can't even fucking own a car lot, but he can be mayor.
Right.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Wow.
Gotta love that system.
That's what it is. It's Michigan.
Yeah.
Anytime the fucking state is going to close.
Oh yeah,
raise taxes.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, there you go.
But
hold on, let's fix I-75 for another 4 more years.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
God.
What they
oh,
need
yeah.
to fix is fucking E-Cores, but that's another story.
E-Cores is unfixable. I heard a tornado came through there and did $1 million worth of improvements.
Yep.
It ain't hard.
It's fucked up. Really? But
oh
but,
man.
No, yeah. Our mayor recently said on national TV. That he doesn't know if his wife works or not.
Wow.
That's the funniest shit I've heard all week.
Who's and that, I've, Kwame or Bing?
Kwame.
Oh, okay.
Kwame. This is, like I said, he's, you know, they're back in court and everything, trying to figure out, you know, his finances, this, that, and the other. Because a bunch of local businessmen, a lot of local businessmen, fucking Carmanos just gave this guy just like a couple of fucking million. And a bunch of people... In that same circle, just gave him like millions and millions and millions of dollars. And everyone's trying to figure out, okay, if you got all this money, why can you not afford to pay your debt to the city of Detroit? And I swear to God, that's the funniest shit I've heard all week, probably all month, probably all year. I don't know if my wife works.
Well, it's
is that a tax write-off?
Yeah. Because they don't talk. They live in separate parts of the house. I mean, you know, they're no longer a legitimate marriage. You're trying to keep it together for political aspirations, right, no doubt.
True. But on the tax forms and all that, no matter what your money is saying,
sure.
Even if, you know what I'm saying, even if everything else, even if they got separate bank accounts, this, that, and the other, they're still going to file as one household. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the bottom line for the whole drama anyway is just... A city, and it works the same anywhere in the United States, around the world, no doubt, but it's a thiefdom. Like, them politicians have aspirations to pad their fucking, create these dynasty families. And that's what it is. And it's like, right now, with they call them the Gang of Four. Like, you know, wealthy businessmen mm-hmm. that fucking paid him mm-hmm. off to escape the state mm-hmm. before they all took a fall with them, too. Mike Cox covering his ass, lying about the whole mansion murders and shit that went on there. The fact that they found cocaine, fucking weed all over that fucking mansion. Dude, there's blunt roaches in the couch.
Those Bogart bastards never even invited me.
No, but...
Oh, I was there.
So it's just... And
I left behind a trail.
Did you? And then the quotes from, like, they isolated some quotes of him talking to the press in Texas where he says, Kwame saying, you know, I did let Detroit down. I mean... I was anointed to perform a task, and blah, 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 and it's like, let's stop right there. You use a word like anointed, right? you were elected, probably by fraud, but anointed is a biblical term, and that just ties right in with this dumb, you know, stupid family calling him the chosen one, King Kwame. It's like, you cannot fucking go into a role of leadership that's supposed to be helping people and guiding people to...
And your ego is just,
why you're there.
Right.
And,
entitlement.
For the wrong purpose.
Entitlement, too.
And that's like, where it's coming from.
But it's like, think about it. Your ego is that huge that... These guys are just paying you million after million after million after million.
A lot of cash.
To just, you know, take off.
To escape.
All of that money, and you're so, you're such a selfish son of a bitch. Such a fucking self-deprecating bastard that you're about to go back to jail because out of fucking $7 million.
He's just not going
to
fold.
You can't pull off $6,000 to give to
And like city. His lawyer, is somebody finally got smart enough to tell him, you probably should take them $250,000 earrings out of your head before you start going saying how much money you don't have.
Yeah. Right. Seriously? I'm not, you're going to jail.
Look, man, we're all broke, but everybody knows Kwame's not broke. Now, Dave, Bing, Pat, what's your feeling on Bing?
He was a good basketball player.
Charles Pugh for city council.
Oh, I see.
Charles Pugh for city council.
Hmm.
Uh-oh.
All right.
No, you know, I just heard that the Charles Pugh campaign got, I guess they were late filing their budget or something like that.
They're going to try and pull out anything they can, you know, just crush the opposition. That's nothing.
No, you know what? No, what's pissing me off is that everyone is so pissed off that, like the two local newspapers, the Free Press and the Detroit News, both of them put their backing of Charles Pugh for city council like 2 days after he was on the front, you know what I'm saying? As one of their both newspapers, nine, you know, backed possible council members because his home is up for foreclosure. While everyone is arguing that how can you run a city's finances if you can't control your own finances,
How can you run a car lot?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but on the flip side... Right.
Not run a car lot, right?
But on the flip side, Charles Pugh is not an accountant. Charles Pugh has never claimed to be an accountant. Charles Pugh probably has accountants of his own who are in charge of handling Charles Pugh's money. What Charles Pugh does do is Charles Pugh does love the fucking city.
Yes, he does, man. He's good. He's a good dude. I've actually met him.
You know, right. He does actually. He's from the few city council members that I've actually met. Like you just said, he seems to be a stand-up guy.
And he's out of the closet, a proud gay man.
You know what? I swear to God.
That's cool.
My girlfriend and I.
I wasn't going to touch it, but you guys.
Hey, dude.
I swear to God.
I like my homosexuals flaming. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's no need to be hiding the, you know.
This is the thing. Like, my girlfriend.
We got to get Danny back in here.
Look, my girlfriend made a note of it this morning that, you know what? And it's crazy that no one is making fun or bringing up his sexuality.
That's how respectable he is.
Right. But see, the big thing about it is that. It's like I said, he's a stand-up guy.
He takes it in the pooter.
He's not one of those.
Hey, don't degrade.
Right, I'm saying.
Don't degrade the show.
No, you know what? He doesn't. No. Okay, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't really give a fuck.
Hey, Pat.
Pat. Pooter.
It's not offending to me. I don't give a fuck. Charles Peel is gay. He's made no qualms about it. I'm not making no qualms about it. What pisses people off isn't when someone comes out and says, you know, I'm homosexual. I want to run for this, that, or other. No, what pisses people off is when you're a congressman, a politician.
And get caught cheating on your wife with a little boy.
Right, you're fucking 40, 50, 60 years old, and you've got a wife, four kids, grandkids, and you're caught on your knees sucking dick in a fucking in a fucking rest area. That's when it pisses people off.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
Pat, I am a homosexual.
All right.
We just got a good drop right there. Isolate that and use it.
You know, all right, fuck it. I don't really give a shit, but Charles Pugh seems to be one of the few stand-up people that we can actually have.
He did lose his job to campaign, so foreclosure.
Right, you know, right. See, that's the thing. It's like he on the news, he actually said it himself that he knew what the risks were, which is why he set up his own business. The only thing is, he misjudged the success of the business he was opening up.
Unfortunately, because he would be the right man for the job, means he probably won't get in there.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
He'll be poisoned at a banquet.
It's going to be somebody that, like, the Wayne County machine rams through there, you know?
Right.
But see, Nelson flip, Rockefeller.
Something, sure. Right.
Give me a fucking break.
Let's see, on the flip side, I do want to say, and I was actually going to vote. I still am going to vote for him, but fuck Ken Cockrell, because he's been, like, the main person trying to down Charles Pugh for this whole, you know, for this whole foreclosure thing. From my point of view, hell, that just shows that you're more in touch with the actual residents of the city than everyone else that's fucking running.
Yeah.
Because you're actually facing one of the same problems as everyone you're trying to represent.
You're gonna try to fix that.
Exactly. You know, it's like, fuck. Why would you not actually take a look at it like, well, he can actually understand the plight of so many of our residents right now, as opposed
he's feeling it too.
You know, and it's crazy that Ken Cockrell is just it's crazy that Ken Cockrell is trying to down him for it when Ken Cockrell was actually a part of the problem in the first fucking place.
Shrek Cockrell. He sure said dude's head.
Yeah, like the lower part of his head is just fucking huge, dude.
He looks like Shrek. A black Shrek.
Ogre.
It's like his fucking chin has a fucking zip code.
Well, apparently Danny is a douchebag this week, and we've got to get to that.
It's the douchebag, hey. It's Danny's dirty douchebag of the week.
Douchebag.
Okay, we have a new douche this week. His name is Adam Manning, and he's a 30-year-old dirtball from Utah.
Ooh,
is he a polygamist?
You know, I really think one of my best friends moved to Utah about a year ago, and she said that there's two kinds of people pretty much in Utah. There's Mormons, of course, and then there's the people that are they're not Mormon, and they go so far above and beyond to, like, show you that they're not Mormon, like, that it's... Hmm. That they're just—it
just seems like a very confusing place.
The anti-Mormon. Yeah. Well, dude, look, they live right next to a giant lake of salt.
Mm-hmm.
That's confusing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Usually lakes, you know, you can fish in them. You know what I mean? You can go out, you can enjoy yourself, you can drink from them. Not in Salt Lake. Have you ever seen that? You know? It's like a barren wasteland.
I wouldn't suggest drinking from a lake.
It's
not anymore. No.
It's just it's simple ecology. See, the Earth's tectonic plates, when they crack at a certain spot, will push salt water directly into what should be a freshwater lake. You can use it to boil hot dogs, too.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Wow. Make sure it's Kogel's, though. Serve the curve.
Do you work for Kogel's?
Not at all. It's a shameless promotion.
So this dude is... He's taking his, I don't know if it's his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, but his baby mama, she's pregnant, and taking her to the ER at like 3 in the morning, and he actually missed the delivery of his son due to the fact that he was groping the nurse that was assisting his baby mama in the hallway.
Wow.
Stand-up guy, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what the best part of the story is that I guess...
Sounds like my kind of guy.
What party with this dude, man?
He was just talking with his hands, that's all.
Jesus. He's like, nice to meet you.
The nurse was like, asked him what the fuck he was doing, and the pregnant lady stuck up for him and was like, oh, he's just drunk.
Like his wife? Was his sister?
Yeah. I don't mind him. He's just drunk.
So the nurse wasn't into it?
No. No. The police were promptly called, and then he was arrested, which is why he missed the birth.
He missed the birth because he was in jail from groping the nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's pretty fucking douchey.
So how do you explain that to your son?
How do you explain that some douche called the cops on you? That's just... he was just saying hi.
Come here, baby. Buddy.
I can only imagine now this kid has already been born into a wonderful situation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's fucked.
Nice work, reproducers.
Congratulations on your wonderful accomplishment. For all the guys in Keep Courage, thanks a lot for coming out.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Being a part of the show, participating.
Enjoyed it. It's a fucking trip.
And we'll look forward to working together in the future, man.
Indeed.
Some other shows. For sure. You know, we'll get some shows booked and get some stuff going on, you know, in the Detroit area. And,
love being here.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
So, for myself, I'm a wreck. The lovely Miss Dani Catastrophe.
What?
She froze.
Guapo. Magnano.
El Magnano. Thanks, guys.
Big Baby P.
Charles Pugh for City Council.
And for special guest, Keith Courage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all you got.
The gerbil isn't going today, you know.
I feel that. We're all
there with you.
We're going to take you out to some exclusive Keith Courage, only on the Olenizer Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Feed the gerbil, bitch.
Home early AM just in time for waking. Flash flood of fully fucking laking, soaked out, wasted, blasted and basted. And just in case it's a reintroduction that's needed, I'm in a state here, I'm seated till I'm famous. See this motherfuckers, we made it.
Do this shit till you see us as some rock stars. Come on, listen, the vision is really not far. We gon' grab it and drop it until we all out. You hear us in the club, watch them hear it call out. Do this shit till you see us as some rock stars. Come on, listen, the vision is really not far. We gon' drop it and shout it until we all out. You can see us in the club, watch your man call out. So go on and move it, lose it. Grab me a rum and coke and do this true shit. No, kidding, sitting, ripping, sipping on a little E&J. So I'm a dumb and down like, hey baby, you wanna play? Yeah, scratch that, get back. Nah, bitch, I'm serious, delirious, so don't front. You know you still wanna get near to this. And I might be slurring my verbs. Furious style, JZ, Casey with the words. Learning, so don't be discouraged. Encouragement, keep courage, flourishing in nourishment. Do this shit till you see us as some rock stars. Come on, listen, the vision is really not far. We gon' drop it and drop it until we all out. You hear us in the club, watch them hear it call out. Do this shit till you see us as some rock stars. Come on, listen, the vision is really not far. We gon' drop it and shout it until we all out. You hear us in the club, watch them hear it call out. So what's next? We be strutting, busting it out without a reflex. So Jesus, we the man, respect haters. Jet jail be climbing it, and our presence on them. You know these groovies more, KCB, showstoppers for an odd ladies. Please show me.
chicken boogie noob, known to flicking nugget too. Beating down for one or a few, for the whole damn crew. Sitting at the bar, watching ladies shake it. Take emotions, girl, KC hasn't played yet. I know it's what you're craving, brave to be hating. Every MC in the room loves what we are creating. But later, but we're totally unrelated. Mortally fatal on pages, watching them as we're fading now. Do this shit till you see us as some rock stars. Come on, listen, the vision is really not far. We gon' drop it and shout it until we all out. You hear us in the club, watch the music all out. Do this shit till you see us as some rock stars. Come on, listen, the vision is really not far.